So shall it be called, politically miscorrect. A conglomeration of average Joes who are no smarter than you. They just aren't afraid to offer their opinions in front of us.
I've been up and I've been down and I've seen it all. Was in the gym working my shot, now they pass me the ball. They never answer when I call, now I'm the one they call. I've been up and I've been down and I've seen it all. Crazy when you really gotta get it out the mud. Duck and paparazzi ain't the same as duck and slug. Keep your circle small cause they be faking with the love. And always have your own back if push come to shove. Mama said we been but never focused, they be watching. No matter how much they tell you to stop, don't never stop it. Coming from the trenches, we don't get too many options. The fans always got their eyes on you like you been laughing. I've been down and I done seen it all. Was in the gym working my shot, now they pass me the ball. They never answer when I call, now I'm the one they call. I done been up and I've been down and I done seen it all. I've been up and I've been down and I done seen it all. Was in the gym working my shot, now they pass me the ball. They never answer when I call, now I'm the one they call. I done been up and I've been down and I done seen it all. They say the views of Hollywood are amazing and you love it. But I've been doing super bad like Seth and McLovin.
All right, here we are, everybody. Another episode of Politically Miscorrect. Did you even update those titles?
No, you ain't got my. I told you to shut.
Oh, hold on, here we go.
Yeah, see, I told you to shut Relay Rock off the whole show and watch him just lose it. We got, hey, the camera's still, there you go. We got the discount edition of Lay Rock. And Mike Hawk on the show today. I did update the titles. Everything's looking good. This is Politically Miscorrect, the OG edition.
Yeah.
Yeah. Original gangsters.
OG, yeah. Yeah, I could, yeah. Okay.
That was like originally.
Genoa, oh, your mic's off.
There you go.
I thought it was like originally Genoa salami with his cheeks.
Oh, my God.
Hey, if. You can turn around and show them the chins on the back of your head. Just do it for me real quick. It's not a big deal. Nobody's going to make fun of you. Why are you getting hurt? Turn around.
I'm not mad, bro.
Hey, we were showing each other's moves in the bar.
Yeah, it was terrible. Yeah. You know what? And I just wanted to make sure that everything is going correctly here. Obviously, you know, I got.
Which is probably not going to happen.
No, I'm terrible at this, honestly. But. All right, so let's do some.
All the time. Why
are
we?
Hold on. I got fuck. I don't. Oh!
He said he was going to be the first.
We said
one
it. We it. Said it,
dude.
We said
figure
it.
Figure your shit out.
Just remind me. I feel like it'll be easier. For
you. I can't be. I got a lot of things to focus on here. So you guys
turn the shit up.
All right. Hey. First things first. I'm going to go to my camera and I'm going to get what I need to say out of the way. All right. Introductions. To my left, we have not that one. Not
how
that
many
one.
People are watching this?
All right, there
six?
We go. We got Ethan.
What's up?
All right, we got Ben.
What's up?
We got Felix.
What's up?
And then and then we got these two guys.
What's up?
Just those people.
I know my mic's off, so I'm not even going to try.
Good job, Paul.
Yeah, we caught on. We can still hear you. Yeah. We can still hear you.
You own the spice?
What's that?
Do you know what's going on? You own this place,
right? You can't hear him because you have to switch the mic. Yeah,
do I own this place?
Yes. Do you know what's going on? Like, you can do everything?
I have like 20 buttons in front of me right now.
Well, figure shit out.
Yeah, I'm trying, man. It's like riding a bicycle. It just takes a little bit of time. Just
it
give me a
takes
second.
10 years.
To ride a bicycle? Is that how long it took you? It took me way less time.
Jesus.
All right, so let's get this show started off. First things first, we got to thank our sponsor today, the Southtown Poorhouse. Because the Southtown Poorhouse is freaking amazing. They do all kinds of great things. Every day is a great day at the Southtown Poorhouse. Get half-price apps and taps every day from 4 to 6:30. And Thursdays are even better with Thursday night steak night. That's tonight. Get a 10-ounce hand-cut ribeye with a side of loaded mashed potatoes for just $12 from 5 to 9. And add a side salad for just $2 more. $3 pounders are also going on Thursdays. So get out there, get some pounders in you. Yeah, I've already had a few. And make sure to check out the Southtown Poorhouse events page to find out when your favorite band is playing live. Open Tuesday through Saturday from 4 p.m. to 2 a.m. Every day is a great day at the Southtown Poorhouse. And this weekend, what is it, the 22nd today? John Roberts always has I write all this stuff down for him. Okay, so it looks like, actually, they got 32 Below coming this weekend.
Holy shit.
Yeah, 32 Below is good, man. They're good stuff. And then on Saturday, the 24th.
It's not District 6.
It's not District 6.
Tell you that much.
Yeah, well, he'll get there. Saturday, the 24th, we also have Shane Martin. So make sure you get to the Southtown.
Shane Martin.
Check out 32 Below and Shane Martin. All right, so with all that being said, I'm trying to run a show here. I don't know what I'm doing. I got too many buttons in my face.
Have you ever known what you're doing?
Dude, not, never in my entire life.
No.
That's why I'm here.
Do
that's
we have mics on? Everybody have a mic?
Yeah.
Does everybody have a mic?
We got to share good. One, but are we doing this or are we going to like...
Well, you and Felix, I think you guys... Well, we can still...
I don't want to feel like I'm leaning in because I feel like if I'm leaning into him, like that's kind of getting into the...
Why don't you just put it in the middle of you and then we can just hear you?
Is that work?
Yes, it works just fine.
You gotta lean in.
I didn't know how... I don't know how touchy the mic's.
Ben, I'm serious. Like, this is no G show, so you're not pertinent enough to have your own mic.
You're not even pert enough to stay on the show.
Hold on, let me just kill him. Let me just kill him really quick.
In all honesty, nobody's falling asleep this show, Ben, I promise. We're going to keep everybody awake.
We're sorry for the last
8 weeks, but we're back.
Yeah. It's been six.
Well, it's been six.
So has anybody checked the feed? Has everything good? Sounding good? Everything
yeah, it looks like
good?
There's probably 20 people watching, so that's positive.
I can't tell because this light's right in my eyes, and I can't see the computer, so.
Yeah, it's 17.
Paul, it's okay. We know you're aging.
You can just 17 admit. People watching.
I am aging. I actually need glasses now. It's ridiculous.
20 people want to know what's going on without you assholes.
You act like you just like come in here and it's
hashtag
like,
winning, isn't that what it is?
I don't even know where to go with that. Hold on, what's that, Felix?
I said he's got the varsity jacket on today.
Oh yeah,
Felix,
I was just saying you're a big dog today.
I just found out that I'm the only one that's not an East Sider in here. That would explain
not true.
Oh, you're not?
No.
Okay, Ethan's not.
Yeah, you guys ready to get green waved or what?
Green? What the hell even is a green wave?
Okay, yeah, you know how they always say
I'm
like,
so tired of fucking hearing what's a green wave.
Yeah, okay, we're gonna solve it for everybody right now, me and Rock. And don't get offended if you're a Latino, okay? Do you know how the myth of how Mexicans fight? You take on one, you're fighting everybody. That's what green waved is. You're in the house of the wave right now. You take one of us on, it's not a one-on-one because we'll come out of the woodwork and fold you like a camp kit. So if you're winning, like, just admire that for, like, the first 10 seconds, and then, yeah, we're all coming in there. Oh. That's a green wave baseball. I noticed that you're shocked, so you haven't been green waved after the show, special
I don't
edition.
Think I've been green waved.
Paul gets green waved.
See, and like that's
you can't east side an east sider, Felix. That you won't get green waved. Don't worry about that.
That's 100% true. I mean, just look where we're at right now. I mean, you have five of us and one of you. Like he just said, we all stick together until high school ends, and then we don't fucking talk to each other anymore.
They got school reunions. I'm in the roots. I'm a reunion with my class one day.
Yeah? You gonna do that? Just come in there, fucking swing it.
I already got like $5 I got to put in there just from the beginning of the show.
You know what? If your kids are still listening, you're an awful parent. All right, move your kids out of the room because at this point, I think the gloves are off.
Yeah, yeah. So let's just have fun with it.
Whatever.
It's really hot in here too. I turned up the AC, but and one of the things I'm having trouble with the cameras here is because there's like 8 people in here right now. This is not expected. So
big show.
Huge. The best part about having 8 people in here, Paul, is we didn't add any more cameras, so the buttons are all still the same.
Yeah, let's try again. But it's that green wave that's throwing me off. No, you got that green wave coming at me.
Yeah, that's strike two.
No, just take the amount of people in this room and double it, and you have our viewers right now.
Oh, snap. Hold on a sec. Oh, I don't know.
It doesn't even have the bomb. Possibly find.
You know what the best part is? Bomb. Right now, you 16? Have double the viewers you guys have had on the last four shows you've done together.
You don't even know that. You don't even know that.
Look at Paul get so offended.
You have no idea how he... Like, we're bigger than Joe Rogan. I'm just saying.
Delusional. What are we bringing it in with? I know, Ben, you had some topics. You're kind of the big dog on
Why
our
are you
show
looking
now.
At me? You huh? told me I was the reason that we only have 16 viewers. Now you're asking me for topics?
Okay, you want me to bring the topics
in? Yeah, you
in? Put you on point there.
Hey, you know, this is the OG episode. Please.
Okay, you see them red chairs back there? Go sit in one. Felix, take the mic. How come he's not moving? Anyway, so we got Dante. He's coming up down there in Minneapolis.
Oh, is he coming in the studio too?
I think Dante is
the other guy that
in spirit. In spirit, right okay. now, the other guy I invited. People just show up here. Hey, if you guys ever want to be on the show, just show up at 7 o'clock.
We're like so desperate. Right, please just show up.
Just don't fall asleep this time. Oh yeah. Well, at least we're not going to see any stupid videos today. But so we got Dante going on. We got Shawshank Redemption going on between the two broads in Ohio, which I believe was a justified shooting. I mean, why do we? This is one thing I've learned with the gun classes. What concealed carry is? They tell you got to shoot to kill. Right. Yeah. You shoot mid mass. And if you're going to shoot, you better end it. Right. Why isn't the cop like taking a limb, you know, shoot him in the big toe? Is this a way around this? Like, I don't know if
I've heard that they're
Paul, you got to switch the mics. I got it on the feed. You're fine.
No, I've heard that that's not like
something they're taught. Apparently that's like the shoot to maim isn't an actual deal.
It's not. I think
every one of us. This shit is not Batman. That's all I'm going to say. So it's like it's just not possible.
It's not shoot to maim. It's just shoot to hit. Make sure you hit your target so you aim for the biggest.
I think it's shoot to disable.
Because if you were the girl that was about to get stabbed, I know like damn well I wouldn't want that cop to miss.
Right. Yeah.
So, I mean,
well, in the case of what's her name,
Mikhail, whatever.
That one, I gotta say, like I said,
what was it, Ethan?
Was 100% justified, because if it wouldn't have been Bryant, her, then she would have ended up stabbing whoever that other girl was, and at the end of the day.
But Paul, turn my mic up.
But what do we have as a reaction going on against police officers when basically it was a textbook deal? She was going to take the life of somebody else, and then was threatening the life of the police officer. Any shot, and she died, right? So why are we riding? Why are we burning shit down? Why is Ohio the next spot? Like, whoa, if the cop did everything that the cop was supposed to do, what's the big deal here then? Why are we even talking about it?
It's because
we
this
live
point,
in
no,
South
at
Africa.
Point, at this point, it has literally nothing to do with skin color, has nothing to do with Black Lives, nothing to do with BLM. It's just anti-police at this point, and it's pretty obvious. I mean, like, when you have... I don't think there could be something more justified than this, and then, you know, people are still trying to spin as if the cop did something wrong. Or he could
the police is a hero.
Exactly.
The American hero.
But the problem is, though, is sometimes the cops do something wrong. And
you
like,
said do-do.
The cops, I don't know how you say that sentence, but the cops do mess up. And then when they do, it's like, it's hard to... I don't know. That's what's kind of messed up about the news, though, because then you have some people that should be held accountable, and they're not getting held accountable. And then you have other people like that, where that situation, to me, was pretty justified, but it's going to get spun the same way every single time.
It's always spun on racial lines. Even, like, you can't prove that police officers shoot along racial lines. It's just in general, they tend to shoot. They're violent and enthusiastic, enforce the law, but I think you can't prove it along racial lines at all.
The shitty thing is they have to. Mm-hmm. Realistically, if you think about it and you talk to cops and everything else, the problem is they have to. Like when you're in that moment and everything else, I think anybody could sit back and logically agree that in that moment you have to shoot for a reason. Mm-hmm. And I thought about that for a long time. Like, you know, why can't they shoot in leg and they can't shoot in that? But when you have a scenario where there's plenty of people that want to shoot you as well, want to kill you, your first thought process when you leave your vehicle or your comfort zone and everything else as an officer of law and everything is you never know what's going to happen. So when you leave and you walk out and you're outside your comfort zone, your mentality is that I have to also make sure that I'm okay. So if you make a split second decision, it sucks. And this is that position where it sucks. Mm-hmm. Because you have a 16-year-old girl who's dead, and it's a horrible, horrible situation.
Right.
Horrible. Mm-hmm. But what do you expect that person to do in that situation? Because right now you're damned if you do, you're damned if you don't. You really are. Because if you don't take that mentality, you never know what's going to happen. But if you do take that, you know what's going to happen, but it's not what you think. So it's tough. It really is. It's tough. It's a tough situation. I don't want to be in it. I never want to be in it. I hate even talking about it, but it is what it is, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, police officers are now put into a position that if they do, like you said, if they do something one way, they'll get criticized. If they do something another way, they'll get criticized. Which, and it's like, why do they even bother to be policemen now?
That's what I'm saying. It's not BLM. It's not Black Lives. It's not about like who they're protecting or who they're killing. It's just anti-police in general.
But
and
then,
they're using race lines.
Buy a gun, protect
yourself.
But then
people don't hold other policemen or some police accountable, which are giving people the bad name. Like, then we could go to the example in Tennessee where that dude, the army officer, got sprayed, maced in the face for absolutely no reason. But it's like, or even Dante Wright, like that one could have ended way different than it did too. Like, there's no excuse for those two.
Well, I would also, I think that Dante Wright one, I think that that was literally a terrible accident. I don't think that that was supposed to play out the way it was.
But she got a manslaughter charge. She got everything.
Yeah. Exactly. I think that was perfectly in line.
The system plays out every single time, but it's like, the system's still playing out. The only difference is now, though, is now we have rioting. Now we have people who need answers before they let everything finish. And that's the issue now.
The problem is the system is playing out. We just don't live under the same system in which we've all been growing up in and that we all understand. Now it's all just mob rule. So it's whatever the mob wants. It doesn't, like, what's the point of even having a trial, right? I mean, we all saw the 9-minute video, like Justin says. Mm-hmm. And that should be enough to draw a conclusion. But,
well, I think when it came to that, that's evidence, not really.
Well, obviously, you can be used, like, videos as evidence, but I'm just saying videos don't tell the whole story.
Hold on. I'm just going to go over here and just see how long these guys are playing with their penises over here.
First off, turn my mic on.
I know that's a huge delay for you. We're actually interacting with the viewers. You guys should do that every now and then.
We got a screen right there you can type, actually, if you want to.
Yeah, but then I wouldn't be here next to this chubby, handsome man. And I don't know if you guys noticed, Layrock is drinking Michelob Ultra. I don't know how he snuck one of these. You're on a diet, so you should probably not be doing that.
Ultra the Supreme.
Oh, look, he's got
beer.
The bag of the heavies down here. That's not even right. So does anyone disagree with the next two riot creating police issues, Dante, the Ohio thing? Does anyone at the table?
I didn't like the Dante one. The Ohio one, I feel like I could have let that one. I would have not been mad about that.
So, like, on the Dante one, I agree. I don't like it either. But this is where that defund the police thing doesn't work for me. Because what I see is a lack of, what are you going to bed? Okay. All right, see you later.
Go to McDonald's quick.
Yeah. Don't give me the shush. Did you just shush me? Twice. He just shushed me twice.
Oh.
So where was I? The thing with defunding the police when you have a lack of training already, it doesn't work. It doesn't add up. And what happened with this lady was a lack of training, she went to the wrong, you know, side for her taser and went to her firearm. I think if anybody thought in the moment when that's happening that you're gonna notice the weight difference and all this other crazy shit that's
this thing
going
called adrenaline.
Yeah, you're yeah. jacked up and you're like fuck mm-hmm. bang, you know, you're ready.
Kinda, yeah, but like I would also disagree though at the same time that
that's like
you know,
saying a surgeon that's like saying yeah. a brain surgeon when they're operating on someone's brain because it's a high pressure situation and they gotta make that last pull to save someone's life or they lose them. Like I should say more like a heart surgery type thing, and they mess that up. They're responsible for that.
Yeah.
The that's same way a cop needs to be responsible, but, which I'm not saying that we shouldn't defund the police either. Like, I feel you what you're saying. Like, defunding and taking away training is not helping. Like, I'm more of a more training type person.
So, Felix, let me take what you said into comparison. You say that, you know, a heart surgeon and you got to make those split second decisions to save a life, right? Just like a police officer. So if you took that heart surgeon and said, I'll tell you what, dude, I will send you to school for 6 months and then I'm going to put you in there, save a life. How are they going to do?
Not good.
Yeah, not good.
And especially, but, how I definitely feel that I'm an advocate for more school for cops.
And I was going to say, especially, more like, training. How do you expect to make it better when you're taking their money away, right?
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. That's my whole point is there's no point in defunding the police. Let's fund them. And if the avenues are so-called getting wasted on tanks and everything mm-hmm. else that you think that all this money's going to, which it's not.
It doesn't. It exactly. definitely doesn't.
It doesn't go to that. That's the one anomaly story where there was a discount tank that was given to them.
And
you know,
and I want to add
sounds crazy,
that but. People are so quick to bring race into it, even though it cannot be proven along racial lines. Police brutality is a thing, but it has nothing to do with race. I've seen multiple white people and Asian people being brutally killed by policemen, not because of race, but because they're doing reckless jobs.
Well, the problem nowadays is that society just kind of wants to treat the police like they're a kid, like as if like if you do something wrong, we're going to take something from you. Instead, no, like this is a society. That's not how things work. If you want things to get better, you increase the funding for it, right? So we all hate cancer. Cancer sucks, right? Cancer is bad. But we don't, you know, defund cancer research, right? We try to increase it so that we know how to make things better and how to actually improve, you know, and how to get healthier and how to actually fix the way that things are going.
Well, that's perfect. Then we can put this to bed because I think the majority of people agree that the defund the police movement is kind of botched. Like, I don't even see the BLM movement saying defund the police at this moment. I think they're happy for a victory with the Chauvin deal.
Mm-hmm.
And I think we just need to work on funding our police officers. And we need to figure out a way, because no matter if you fund them, defund them, lynch them in the streets, we're still rioting regardless of what happens. So how do we make that end?
I think there's like a racism issue that's definitely still prevalent in America. And I think like, what's unfortunate is it gets turned in by like media into a cop issue. But like me personally, the reason I feel a type of way about it is more based on race stuff and things I've seen like living in Minneapolis. But I don't have a problem with cops necessarily. I have a problem with like the training, the stuff like that. So mm-hmm. like I don't necessarily line up with those movements, but I do line up and have felt the effects of racism. And I think that could be what people are frustrated about. But then they're not sure how to take that and turn that into like, hey, there's people out there that are still offending me. Instead, they find something like an incident, a random incident, and then they turn that into a whole movement for racism. Well, and that's why I feel like it's gone to something that it's not, at least for me, like that's not what I believe. Like, I never believed that I wanted to defund the police, anything mm-hmm. like that. But I definitely could tell you that there's racist people out there, and I've been through racist for sure. stuff, you can, and there's you still
can,
racist things
You can see
on.
The hypocrisy and everything just from watching Maxine Waters in, like, incite violence. And she is. She's straight up inciting violence. But at the same time, she's also saying, I need police to you know, cover my back. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
The riots of the voice, riots of the voice of the unheard, unless it doesn't fit the liberal agenda.
I've always said, Lava, with like defunding the police, I don't know. I was in Minneapolis and I saw what mm-hmm. happened when they pulled police back. Like, things get crazy. Like, people are going to get crazy no matter what. Like, you can't take away the thing that keeps people. Than expect anyone to do good, really. It's not just going to be black communities that get ravished by that. It's going to be everyone, because mm-hmm. people are just going to do what they want to do at that point then.
Well, I got a question.
And what they want to do is not always right either.
I agree. So while we're talking about this and the mainstream media is literally shoving this shit down our throat, like it's an everyday event, right? I'm the rabbit hole guy. So as they're pushing this in my face, I'm wondering what the heck is going on. Like, why am I seeing the same dead horse being beat over and over and over? And you know what I think it is, guys? It'll probably bring us into our next topic, gun control.
I really
think this is the red flag, the look over here while we're passing bills to restrict your Second Amendment.
I agree with you 100%.
I think that's why this is being pushed. And I hope that everybody that's listening will really pay attention to the laws that are getting passed to stop our Second Amendment. And it's kind of like a midnight on Christmas Eve type deal because we're so worried about who's getting shot by the cops while they're breaking the law and attacking the police officers and everybody else. And we're being blinded by this.
That's sort of a similar thing. Yeah, I completely agree. I've been making conspiracy theories lately that it's China or Russia that's been pushing the rape bait to distract us when they invaded Ukraine or trying to invade Ukraine or making power moves on Hong Kong. They use the racial things into our mainstream media to push that. But I also agree with you. I think that's a logical explanation. To pass gun control.
Yeah, it's kind of like, and to go back to your point, like you were saying, like the whole, you know, look over here type thing and don't notice what we're doing. It's kind of like what Paul does when he switches the cameras and then he goes in the back room with Rock and starts touching him. Funny shit. Right, Paul?
Yeah, I kind of heard that.
He goes, yeah.
We were having a discussion about Lay Rock.
Yeah, I bring in one joke.
Oh,
and you guys
look
just,
at there.
Oh, look at there.
Hit the jar.
What am I supposed to do? Am I just going to do what you guys have been doing the whole day, just hold it and then like set it back down?
I put a quarter in there.
I don't have a quarter on
here.
If you're going to come to the table, you got to bring the money.
Yeah, it's crazy. Yeah, I don't know what Rock's doing out there. He's having a baby. He's dealing with something. He's a businessman, you know, pretends he's busy. But it'll get a lot more interesting when we have the undercover Democrat in the room. I'm sure he'll have something to say about it. So with the gun movement and things being taken away, what's wrong? You locked the door?
He's back.
Yeah.
Guess who's back?
Lay Rock made it back, but good for him. What do our viewers think? What's the most important thing affecting the Americans right now? And not just Americans in general. I feel like the world is getting more united. And it's not being separated so much into countries at this point. That's one good thing, I believe, that's coming out of all this. You know what, dude?
I'm hoping
it was a lot funner when you were outside. Not going to lie. Put me back. Why don't you do us a favor and get on a plane and let it land with that Taliban beard? I'm not going to lie. We were comparing.
And cancel.
We were comparing dad bods. In the bar.
Oh, he had to go get a real beer.
Doing, dude, I was literally saying, I was like, he's at the liquor store going to get trash. Actual beer. He takes so much.
Well, I didn't buy these beers either.
But you I will drink them.
I actually bought the beers.
I feel like
and
more
I care
and more
about you. That's why I bought these beers for you, Rock. Dude, why you got the fake smile on right now? I care about you.
Appreciate you.
This is ridiculous.
To what we were talking about before, I feel like more and more people are starting to I hope people are not trusting the government as much, for real. I don't even know if you could say stuff like that. But like, I hope you realize that like these people sometimes make laws and they make mistakes the way anyone else can make mistakes. And just because something is a law doesn't always mean it's right. And that's why things need to change. But that's also like, that's kind of scary when you think about and look into the reasons on why people are doing things, why they're pushing stuff, why they don't control media or let certain things happen and don't. It's like, that's the stuff I hope people are like looking at more so than racism. Not to say that, like I said, it's not a real issue, but I feel like it's a real issue that they took and tried to stick on any and every
it's
video
so
that's
easy.
Coming out. It's an emotional
so
charge.
Easy.
It's too emotional charge.
Isn't racism easy? It's so easy.
It's like putting gas into a fire.
Yes, to plot you against me, them against you, us against them. It's so easy.
Mm-hmm. And it's genius, too. It's a genius narrative. absolutely genius narrative. They can just put the gas in the fire and let watch the world blow up.
Right.
Pretty much.
And that's why I really think the CCP is behind it. I may be a conspiracy theorist, but I'm pretty sure foreign countries are pulling.
But what hurts? What hurts everything? Like when Felix sits here, and we sit here and never. I mean, when we sit here and have these conversations, that's what just destroys all of that narrative, all of it, mm-hmm. because we have people that talk and agree and disagree, but we're okay. And we're on that same narrative. Like that's what completely just blows up that mm-hmm. whole thought process.
Exactly. It's and like it's you
beautiful.
Think, it's like you. Think I'll you're still skinny, love you, I even know, though. But I don't hate you for it. You know, like go ahead and have your opinion.
But another thing, another the you're, huge, you're the biggest wrong, issue of everything is a lack of accountability. It's a lack of accountability on Black Lives Matter people to get those people who are inciting riots, who are pushing for things that really aren't helpful, and it's for the same people, like I said, like with the accidents, like the Tennessee stuff and the things where cops are doing wrong. When they don't hold those people accountable, it makes everything else mm-hmm.
different. Yeah, completely
so
agree.
When you're not holding either side accountable, that's what I said. That's why I can't side with no movement, because neither of them hold anyone accountable.
It's okay to have a movement, but have a movement with an agenda that has an actual direction. Like don't make it constantly.
Black Lives Matter is often a solution looking for a problem. It's what it is, and I'm going to call it out as that.
I could say about right side groups too, though. Right. No, but I 100% agree with Ethan here, because I think that there's a supply and a demand for racism as far as the mainstream media goes. The supply is not very high. It's pretty low, so that's why you get things like Micaiah Bryant, like even though she was... You know, I think everyone agrees was in the wrong, but they still try to push a police, like anti-police and race narrative. It's because the demand is very, very high, but the supply is very, very low. So that's when, like, at some point they just kind of get desperate. Like it looks like they did here. They kind of rushed into it because, you know, things like this don't happen very often. Like a lot of people think they do. You know, it's like we've become so brainwashed by the idea of racism that that's all people are looking at nowadays. And, you know, I thought after Barack Obama, we would finally get past that, you know?
Like the Bubba Wallace hoax, where exactly. The news, they push this racist marathon.
Like I said, I feel like it's just about it's definitely still an issue that's still pretty, it's definitely out there. And there's still cops that are probably racist, and there's still people out there that are probably racist, and mm-hmm. that's what ruins it for everyone. So that's why I said, that's what makes accountability a thing. It's like, if you don't hold those people accountable,
shit, we're on the same line.
Huh? I didn't hear you, because your mic was cut off.
Okay, he should continue.
I forgot. Go ahead. Keep going.
But what was I saying? Accountability. Accountability. It's just like, if we're not holding those people accountable, like I said, when I watched the Tennessee video, though, like, that one pissed me off. Like, those mm-hmm. two cops same. Were being racist. Those two cops were doing things
those were shitty cops,
that guy cops. Who served our country and served our people, black, white, whatever. Like, those cops sucked.
And here... here's
plain
the thing.
And simple, and they make everyone else look bad. So if blue lives truly matter, like the other cops and other people have to hold them accountable too, then people like can come together and be like, all right, those people did wrong, these people did right. And then I feel like it'd be that's the same thing here with like the Micaiah Bryant. Though I could say the same thing for Black Lives Matter. Like we gotta look and just be like, yo, like this one's not the same as the other ones. Like you could feel that about George Floyd. We can feel that about Dante Wright. We can feel that about some of these other ones, Breonna Taylor, but. This one is just like, if he didn't do that, he was going to kill her. It's an accountability thing, but we're never going to, like I said, it never goes like that. It's always them trying to push this battle that, like, we never really actually have to have.
And just to add to your point, I think I kind of just want to add that, like, maybe it seems a little suspicious to me. I don't know about you guys. But have you noticed that every single thing that the mainstream media pushes about Black Lives Matter and Black Lives Matter pushes, like, you know, it was George Floyd, and then after that it was, you know, Dante Wright, and then after that, you know, it was Breonna Taylor at one point. The people that they are, like, canonizing and becoming saints, have you noticed that there's always some kind of controversy behind them? Like, that point that you just brought up, and Ethan agreed with you, like, we all agree what happened in, where was it, Tennessee?
Tennessee. Yeah, Tennessee.
Like, we all of us agree here, something went wrong, right? But when it comes down to the George Floyd case, I think that they're trying to push this because if there wasn't some kind of opposition, like, I know you and I disagree, and we're probably going to end up getting into that. But if there wasn't some kind of controversy going into each of these stories, there would be no opposition, and it would not divide people as much.
Solution looking for a problem.
I can actually cut all of you guys off right now and somewhat answer that in a way, because everybody's putting up memorials to George Floyd, and I brought this up on that Quiet Voices show the other day. You guys know who Philandro Castile is?
I've heard the name.
Yeah, that's the same Paul.
I've heard the name.
No, that's the same Paul shooting. That's the first one that happened.
Yeah, it's the guy, and he was a teacher, and he got killed by the cops in his car. He got shot, and it was huge. It was all over the news, but there were no monuments made. There was nothing, and he was actually just like some
that
black
was about
guy.
The what was that first the Ferguson shooting? That was literally maybe I want to say Brown. A few months after the Michael Brown shooting
or Trayvon Martin.
Yeah, but the point of it is that this guy was shot by the cops in Minneapolis, and it was a huge deal.
St. Paul, I think St. Paul, Minneapolis.
I don't live there, so
Grand Forks, East Grand Forks. It's the same thing, just separated by.
My point is though, is that Philandro Castile, that was a huge thing. It was all over the news, and right now, nobody even know who he is. So I mean, I that's why I get
it's
like
not
the
profitable.
Same. That's why I get the say my name thing. You know, because now everybody knows George Floyd's name.
But then
name.
When we put... How often did you hear George... Just to say, how often did you hear George Floyd's name between, like, maybe, like, a month or two after his death until the trial? How many times did you hear his name? None.
There was a lot of people protesting. But then again, it just depends what they want to put on the media. I mean, there was people out there saying...
My point, though, is that I would say that Philandro Castile would be the one that should be getting monuments. Because... He was the one that was actually like a teacher. He was good on the community.
He was
good
not for a society. Drug addict.
He was shot by the cops, and it was unjustified. But George Floyd was like a—I mean, he had a criminal history. He had all this stuff. So if you're gonna put monuments to somebody, give it to the Philandro Castile guy.
I feel what
and
you
that's,
mean.
That's exactly my point about the mainstream media. I think that they blow up stories like George Floyd where there is controversy on purpose because they don't want people like us uniting on things we all agree is bad. Like
yeah, what I said, their solution, looking for a problem.
Exactly.
That's what they 100%. Do, and that's what they always do.
100%. The butt buddies are over here trying to whisper in each other's ears.
What's race baiting? Can someone explain to me what race baiting exactly?
It's when you try to bring race into something when it has nothing to do with it, and you just try to push these narratives that are... You know,
yeah, exactly. Exactly agree.
Basically,
they're race baiting.
Bringing race into something where it doesn't matter. If you bring up race when it has nothing to do with anything, then
is it dad's turn?
Yes.
Is it dad's turn? Can I? can dads chime in here?
Thanks, Dad.
How about creepy uncle?
Yeah, Dad is John.
Yeah, hold on. Especially with that mustache.
Yeah, pedophile.
I grew this out for 420. It was somebody's birthday. I just wanted to.
Are you sure it wasn't recognize. For that some kind of Jeffrey Epstein memorial?
I think that went over their head. That went over their head. Say it.
Nothing. I'm not going to say a word.
It's a good mustache.
You're scared. You're scared to say what you know what happened on
420. Say a word. Whose birthday?
I can't keep
Why
up with
you.
You
keep clicking stuff. Click.
Hey.
Make up your mind. Who's going to talk?
It's like the liberal media.
Yeah. I can only talk when Big Brother lets me.
Okay.
Well, I'm sorry. You're normally we only
how about
you know
you
we
last bolt talk.
How about then share a mic, just like you know you share whatever else you guys share.
Double sided dildos. So then he doesn't have to.
That's pretty cute.
You should share this mic though.
Yeah, just put that one down. Just drop it to the ground. Just drop it like it's hot.
Drop it like it's hot.
So what?
So I got a question for everybody here. I want to put the race debate to bed because you guys are beating it to death. And Justin was over here doing business. I was texting my wife. You know, we're doing other things we really care about. Yeah, wife, I'm married. So it's not a husband. It's not a husband.
Wait,
we already talked about this. How did the show that was started with people from four different sections go to three gay dudes? How did that happen?
Who knows?
Don't look at me like that. Paul's like, I am so screwed. Dad is going to call right now. John's got. Did John text already? Yeah.
I don't think he knows how.
Anyways.
He's watching.
Yeah. My question was about this, and I heard, you know, Felix talk about there's a lot of racism out there, right? There's racism everywhere. And I got news for you. It's never going to go away. There's always going to be racist douchebags out there. There's going to be sexist douchebags. There's going to be bad people. No matter what the issue is, but I got a question for each and every one of you. Do you think those racist people outnumber the people that aren't racist?
No.
No, and it's not even close. No. Very minute amount.
And I have to say, if people use it as buzzwords, the racists are going to start getting away with shit. And that's what we're starting to see.
It's dampening the word. It has, like, almost no meaning anymore. When people call me a racist, I'm like, okay, are you saying that because, you know, I'm tall, blonde, have German descent and a German last name, and I can, you know, speak kind of German, or is it because I voted for Trump?
So what's the point in the conversation? If we outnumber those people, what, I mean, what, really, what's the point? Who's driving the narrative here?
Not us.
Yeah.
They're both medium.
Technically, we are driving the narrative. We're talking about it. The narrative we should be driving home is that the racists are 1% of the United States. Maybe 2%. Let's give them 2%. And Alabama's not that big.
And the other 98% hate them. Like, yeah. The other 98% hate racists, I would assume.
I think it's a lot bigger than 2%, though. I think it's a lot bigger than 2%. I think it's less than 50, but I think it's a lot bigger than 2.
How big?
Huge.
I don't know. Yeah. And Grand Forks, I mean, like I said, in Grand Forks, I don't know. I definitely feel like around in this area, like up north and then down south when I've been down south, like 30, 40%.
That?
Seriously? It depends where. I mean, up here, I feel like a lot of people up here are racist. That's how I get, that's what I said. Me being from, like, been to a lot of different places, when I come around, around here, this is where I feel like a lot more racism. Minneapolis, a lot. Like,
did you feel that in high school?
When I was up here, yeah. Not really in Minneapolis too much, no. In Minneapolis, it's a lot more, it's a little bit more mixed. I think you feel racism from in Minneapolis after. I think they just have a bad cop issue in Minneapolis. Like, that city specifically has a terrible police department, and that's kind of like another issue. But like I said, up here is pretty bad. Up here is it's pretty bad. Down south is. It's pretty bad. Like, there's whole groups of people who still gather to say, we don't like black people, we don't like Jews. Like, there's still, there's a lot of people like that.
But, Felix, where is this happening here?
I mean, I don't know. To me, it happened in school. It happened in school every day. It happened in hockey practices. It happens when I go to the store. It happens, like I said, it happens a lot of times. It's happened from teachers who tell me that, I don't know, if they had seen all those black people doing that, they would have shot and killed all of them.
Wait, what teachers? What teachers?
I had a teacher in Thief River.
Call them out right now.
I had a teacher in Thief River. I have no idea. I have no idea.
Well, I mean, this is a
problem. You can't cancel culture that guy. Come on now.
Well, I mean,
cancel culture is gay.
Things are happening now. I mean, if we're going to accuse someone of racism, like, you know.
But I mean, I guess maybe there is no racism, and maybe you guys are right, because, like I said, I don't know.
I'm not saying there's no racism.
That's what it seems like. Like, it's like you try and invalidate when there's a problem going on so much. Like, you want to invalidate it so bad. The same way you keep trying to, when that cop got guilty, like, okay, I let the process play out the whole time, and I waited. And when they got him guilty, I was happy. Boom. But you would rather try and defend someone when it's like you want to keep validating that behavior, though. That's my problem, too.
I'll agree with you on the fact. Hold on, sorry.
While I was speaking to specifically,
was Ben doing
to
him, that?
Yeah. Like, when you're trying to,
you're trying to validate that verdict.
You're just trying to get back into this.
No, I'm dead serious. Like, you were trying to validate that verdict.
Like, what do you mean?
That motherfucker was guilty.
Well, I don't think so. I think it was an unfair trial, but
I agree with the outcome. I just do not think it's a fair trial. I do believe he deserved manslaughter, but I really do believe there's evidence that there was a mistrial.
I'm going to bring it back to what what Felix was talking about. Sorry, okay, I'm just
circle
because
back.
I do believe that there is a large amount of racism just in Grand Forks itself. Because if you talk to anybody and say what's going on over at the Hamal Market, everybody has a racist statement to say about the Somalians over there. That's not an argument. That is fact. And
I agree.
You don't know what they're doing over there, but that is just fact. Every person that's here is like, what are they doing over there? And it's racist. It's totally racist.
Right. And I think it's just one of those things where, like, people will say that there's not, like you guys said, there's not a lot of, like, racists as far as the entire population. But the thing that people forget, I think, is that the entire population is so big that even something as, say, like 10%, it's still 33 million people.
It's not a big population.
Still, like, 33 million people. That's a lot of
people.
In
this town?
But no, I'm saying, like, for the entire United States.
Is what?
330 million people. So, like, even 10% of that would be 33 million racists. Which, I mean, as one person, if you're walking around interacting with people, can seem like a lot. But as far as the entire population, you know, it's not it's not indicative of, you know, how the society runs.
There's also a difference between someone just being an asshole and then someone systematically trying to hate on black people.
I just went to Seattle and I didn't deal with none of that at all. I just went to Seattle and I didn't deal with any of that. And I come back here and I deal with the same stuff. And I go to a different city. I could go to a city like that and I don't deal with that stuff.
But what do you deal with now?
I guess I don't necessarily, I honestly don't deal with stuff on a day-to-day either here anymore, because I don't even associate with people like that. I'm not going out every single day, but like.
But are people seeking you out in that manner?
No, okay. There's not people going out and burning crosses in yards no more and doing stuff like that. So like I said, it's a sensitivity issue too, where it's like some people just have to understand, like you said, man, there's bad people out here.
Right.
I don't want to just, the reason I got mad or frustrated was just like, I don't want to say that it's 1% or 2%. I'm not sure what that number is. I know there's still a good amount of racist
people. I have the definition of,
but I understand 100% where he's saying, like, there's always going to be bad people. This world's never going to be fair. Like, that's another thing too that frustrates me about Black Lives Matter is like, the way I want to empower people and my people personally is like, it's more of a like, build yourself. Because there's nothing that comes from trying to play the victim card. Like, that never works in life at all, because life is never going to be fair. Life's never going to switch up and become.
You can always be the victim.
It kind of just makes people dislike you, too. It's a very dislikable trait in people when they always try to play the victim. That's why I think that, you know, like, all the recent Black Lives Matter protests and stuff are actually going to result in the higher amount of racism since we've seen, probably since Jim Crow. I think there's going to be, like.
That's not true. I disagree.
I think that there's going to be a high amount in. Or a high rise in racism with the over-racialization of the United States, personally.
So, I had a comment. Like Paul said, you know, just because this is GFBS, and to keep it local for a second, you mentioned, like, the Somali market, you know, and there's always a racial thing that someone has to say. I think a lot of that is, one, ignorance. I don't think the people that are talking racist about the salami or Somali market are actually knowledgeable and have went there.
Yeah.
I guarantee you none of them have actually even stepped foot in that store.
So this, no, just let me finish my point, right? We can all agree on that. Let's just kind of give me a head nod, right? So what pushes that, right? It's word of mouth. It's social media. It's media. When the coffee shop got burnt down, you know, that pushed a really racial narrative. So to bring me back full circle, what pushes racism? Media. Talking about it. Non-stop talking about it. That's what does it. So I just want to say that.
I feel like that especially when it comes to the next generation of, like, our people who are coming right now, whereas, like I said, like, I'm not dealing with people burning crosses in my stuff every day. Like, I know, I reality check my shit all the time. Like, I understand when something's happening, when something's not. But I feel like a lot of people don't, and they get most of their... They get most of their information from the media and stuff, and it's like that can be a lot. Like, not even get their information; they get their emotions from the media.
Hey,
they take their emotions from the media.
Nailed it.
I just want to add on to your point. I agree 100% that it's like the media pushing it. But I think Morgan Freeman put it best on a 60 Minutes interview he once did. He said, "You want to stop racism? Stop talking about it. You stop referring to me as a black man, I'll stop referring to you as a white man, and you'll know me as Morgan Freeman. I'll know you as George Wallace." Perfect. That's literally that. I think that might be the solution, if there's any. You know, you're not going to get rid of racism entirely, but I think if we're going to take out a large chunk, there you go. Stop talking.
Also,
about it. Move on.
Promoting dialogue is another great way, because when you're censoring people or shutting people down, that's where people go in the deep dark corners. That's why the neo-Nazis go into the dark web, into these chambers within social media, and since they can't post on social media since they're completely censored, you can't have dialogue with them. And many people are switched when you can debate them openly.
Yeah, well, and just to add on to that, like, are the actual white supremacists who have these real feelings, like, are they going to get, like, happier or less racist when they're taken off the internet? Like, I think that's going to contribute to maybe more anger and worse feelings.
I would not at all censor any of these people.
Neither would I.
If they want to talk their racist BS, it exposes them every step of the way.
I want to debate white supremacists. They are disgusting.
And that's the beauty of it.
Can I interject here?
Yes.
If we want to keep this going, we certainly can, but we're almost an hour in, and we've been talking about this for a while. Do we
want to talk about anything else?
Paul's getting old. It's bedtime.
Not much has changed with Paul. Well, Did you notice this, Justin? Just a buzzkill.
Well, no. But, no, but I mean, are we going to sit here? Are we going to talk about racism all night? I mean, this is a conversation.
It's kind of a big deal, Paul.
Yeah. Well, it is a big deal, and I get that. But I mean, is that what the entire show is going to be about? Are we just going to talk about racism the whole time?
What else you want to talk about?
We're getting into a really good conversation. That's what I'm asking you guys. And I feel like, hold on, are we fucking done yet? Like,
I'm just, you know, I'm racism.
I feel like if there is going to be a conversation, it should go like this. And if it can't go like this, then there doesn't need to be a conversation.
Yeah,
because you can't be an adult about it, and you can't. I don't know. Like, it's different when someone's threatening or you have an imminent threat to your life. But, like, mm-hmm. you can just sit down and talk with people like this. It's such a different conversation, I feel like, than, like, I don't know.
I feel
when you get there in battle and all the time it's just, like, battle. Yeah. Which, that's fun, too, but it's just, like,
I feel like we
to
are.
An extent.
I feel like we're actually coming to solutions.
Yes.
Instead of having, like, this argument, no, there isn't.
Understanding how you feel and how I feel and understanding what we want our future to look like after understanding both of those feelings, too.
Yeah.
It's like, I think what you feel matters and the way you feel matters and what I feel and the things I'm feeling matter and they're both real.
Yeah.
That's the thing, too, is, like, in Grand Forest, the way you guys feel and what you go through is real, like, but it's different because you look different, you're feeling different, you're going through different things. I go through different stuff. I'm, like, on a different side of the coin. So, like, we have to find a way to make that coin the same coin.
You know, but there is something that a lot of people don't talk about. And if we're going to talk about it, we might as well talk about it. So, shut up. No. No, there is racism towards white people right now. There's a lot of racism towards white people right now. I mean, I couldn't go into Minneapolis and go into, you know, some, I'll call it a ghetto. I mean, maybe that sounds racist in itself, but if I went in there, I mean, I've already
it's
been.
It's not because you're white, though, because there's white people in the ghettos in Minneapolis. There's white people in
No,
ghetto.
I can.
It's because of how you walk, how you dress, what you look like. That's the same thing. If I pull up with some nice jeans and a nice pair of shoes, no matter any hood I go to, I'm going to get robbed. I should expect that.
Yeah, but
that.
I can literally go to probably a wrong neighborhood, and just because of the color of my skin, I will get robbed, and that's racist in itself.
If I pull up to a nice neighborhood, I'm going to get the cops called on me. That's like the same thing. You know what
I
mean?
But I'm just saying that it goes both ways. It does go both ways.
But it shouldn't go either way.
No, it shouldn't. I totally agree with that.
You should go to North Minneapolis in the dirtiest spot right there and go into any gas station and get whatever you want and walk out just fine.
Yeah,
and I should be able to pull up to the Wyzetta Homes, Millionaire Homes, and if it's public property and I drive through there with a black car with 24-inch rims bumping whatever music I want to, I shouldn't get pulled over because as long as I'm not doing anything illegal, I should be okay.
Totally.
Yeah, right, okay, course, but let's take it out of the streets. I mean, you could go to a party, and if you were a white guy walking into a party, that's a majority of, you know, black people. People are going to say, "Who's that white boy?"
But I don't think that happens no more. Like, I really don't think until with older people.
Who's killing me?
I think
feel like we should get a shot. You want a beer?
I think that only happens with, like, older people.
Got any hard stuff back there?
What?
So the old people are complaining about shots. We're trying to have a deep conversation about this.
Real quick and end this.
Go ahead and grab me one too there, bud.
No, I feel like that's, like, more of an older, like, I feel like, I don't know, I only feel that personally when I walk into a place with older people because, like, their mindsets are different. Mm-hmm. Young people, I don't think they feel that same way. I don't think it matters.
Well, it's something that you brought up before that I think really has a lot of meaning to it is that, you know, in 2021, there are so many people that are just mixed now that, like, racism will just...
It'll die out because there won't be any way to, like, you have to, like, there'll be too many individuals that there won't be a way to pick out people by group anymore.
Yeah, exactly. What the hell are you... What are you chuckling about over there? These guys are just getting giddy. I don't know if they're, like...
They're fucking drunk.
I think they're going skiing or something. They must be skiing each other over there.
This microphone? Yeah.
Hold on. Let me turn it on. Let me turn you on.
Yeah, I only had to say it four times. Good job, Paul. Proud of
you. Did I turn you on?
Yeah.
It's not that I'm picking on the old. It's just, like, are my generation and the younger the generations get, the more and more mixed we're getting. So... Yes. It's just like, it's just not becoming a thing. Like, it's just hard to be racist the younger and younger you're getting, because more and more kids are coming mixed, I feel like. And it's just like, not only that, the reason I'm saying older people is because the older people are kind of the ones who went through this, and they're closer to the actual issue of racism. And the younger we're getting, the farther and farther away we're getting from slave tradition, slave roots, and all those things, where it was like, that was the real issues. So I feel like just the reason that age matters is because we're getting younger and younger and farther away from that.
I do want to say, Ben couldn't walk into a room with that hat on without being terrorized. I just have to say. Because I used
that
to wear my...
Hat, okay, see, that hat, that's
that hat's different. That's a different story.
Political stuff, that I could be the same thing, but I could still do that same thing both ways. Then I could say I couldn't walk into a Black Lives Matter hat and then go to, like, a whole Trump party, or even Big Sky Montana, where they... Where they,
I think
when I walked in, when I went to Big Sky Montana, they had like the whole town center was just Trump flags. 100%, they wrapped the whole flag in Trump. I promise you, if I wear that hat, a Black Lives Matter hat, they're not gonna like me there.
No, but to be fair,
you'd be surprised.
Yeah, and to be fair, there were like videos.
I love that the camera was on you the whole time. And you're giggling like a schoolgirl.
Are you two flirting?
What's going on?
Oh, you're back from your jog. Are you back from your jog?
Are you guys done flirting?
What happened with that haircut? Why'd you take me off?
Put me. What happened with your haircut? Okay, turn him back on. Explain.
I'm just dying over here.
What do you mean, dude?
What
happened to your haircut?
Paul, all you had to do is
flip it. There you go. Good job. I'm proud of you. Can you bring that over here? Is there a way to do that?
You can sit here if you want.
I might have
I feel like, I honestly, like, this is like playing a piano. I have to, like, use both hands with, like, multiple.
Again.
Stone Cold Steve Austin got his ass beat
way harder than you did before you looked like this.
Yeah, your joke wasn't even funny. So, he asked me not to bring this up, but since it's the OG show, we were at the bar, and he lifted up his shirt to show me how he sponsored from Goodyear, and he's got this long scar, like this long, and I'm like, dude, did you have like a surgery I didn't know about? And I was being sincere, like, tell me about your gash. And he goes, those are stretch marks, asshole.
It's not even funny. It's not funny.
His ass looks like a Volkswagen hood with hail damage.
How many people will watch this show?
Oh, not enough to hear that. I'm going to probably have to repeat it. And also, the pipes on my motorcycle are louder than Paul's. You guys got any comments on that? Loud pipes save lives. That's my movement.
God. Oh, you guys got to shut the fuck up. You guys got to take this back over. I'm losing it over here.
Is that really what you want, Paul? Is that really what you want?
The only thing I want to say is just shut the fuck up.
Oh, dad is calling in. Hey, did John call yet? Yeah, I feel like John's calling here pretty quick. He's going to knock it off.
Somebody say fuck.
Oh, it's a good thing you're muted. No, I am. No, am I back?
Where's Hey, huh? You know what? That jar should have a lot of money in it right now.
Yeah, that's her.
Oh, I was muted.
What? Oh, hey. Say it. No, go ahead. Seriously. Okay.
Yeah.
This is why nobody watches.
Why did you actually try to start talking?
I felt like he wanted to be a producer and have a show at like some point. I mean, it is funny though. Yeah. Yeah. Like. Anyways, that jar for all the swearing Paul's done. He's buying all the drinks, and if you guys want to meet us,
what are you talking about? I already bought all the drinks. You guys are drinking all my beer. Oh wait, no, never mind. You guys got Bud Light. My bad.
And Rock,
I take that back.
Rock is also drinking Ultra. He did have a Bud Light, but he ran on the treadmill for like 10 minutes back there while he was gone.
You do realize so it doesn't matter, like if you drink 8 of them to make up for one Bud Light.
You know what we're going to have to look at, Rock? What this show has done to us. Because I feel like both of us were a lot skinnier when we started this.
We were.
Yeah. I mean, we were skinnier. We were in better
shape. I'm 21. For someone was asking.
Stop bragging.
Oh, you should see what this show has done
young.
To me.
I'm real young. No, I'm 21.
So, no.
They asked how old you two were.
Hey, I'm about to finish.
This is serious.
They asked how old you two were.
This is serious. After this show is over, if you guys are from the Grand Forks area and you want to meet us and have a beer with us, buy a shot, whatever, we always go across in OG fashion to the bar right across the hall. Rumors. Are they still sponsoring you? It'd be a good time to bring them in.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we got rooms.
But go across. Yeah, go across the hall. When this show is done, we go in there. We have a twist. We get weird. We don't. I mean, it's a little more uncensored. It's but much.
He can't even fucking read it. It's like 3 feet from his face.
As he uncensors everything.
It was in the camera, too. Hold on. Well, no, there's a.
My gosh, he looks like my Bush. He looks like my grandpa over there.
You just had a kid, for real?
Yeah, yeah, I did.
Like a little kid?
Yeah, like a newborn.
Wow.
It wasn't in the same way that Mike has kids.
Oh, it's weird. Like, you're so old. How old's your wife?
Don't worry about it.
Is she younger than you?
Yeah, a little bit.
Like, how do two old people have kids?
She ain't that old. And
hey, put your glasses on and read that piece of paper.
Yeah, no, actually, I was just trying to find, like, there was one little thing that they got going on.
No, it's
going
to be hilarious. Here. Put your glasses on.
I can't find them.
Probably because you can't see where they're at.
Yeah, that's exactly why.
If Paul's wife is watching, don't hate us.
Yeah, she already hates me right now, so I'll... It's better to ask for forgiveness than permission, I guess, is what it comes down to. No, there was something going on at Rumor. Oh, yeah, they got their Kentucky Derby coming up. So,
Kentucky Derby or the Kentucky Derby?
The Kentucky Derby. The Kentucky Derby.
Dude, you remember Single Dad Saturday?
Single Dad Saturday.
That happened.
That was the deal. We did that.
Yeah, I just switched the mic and you didn't even have it at your freaking face. Yeah, I'm over here struggle busting and you're not even helping.
That's how Mike got...
Like, hey, and oh, yeah, by the way...
If you ever get singled up, that's how Mike got singled up.
By the way, when you talk about like the Joe Rogan show and all that stuff, you know what Joe Rogan has? One person across the table, not six people in the room. So if you want to come over here and deal with...
You ever seen Kindergarten Cop?
He also has
Joe Rogan's better than you.
Okay. Switch it.
Oh, there
you
go.
Any day now? Paul, switch seats with me right now, and let's see how much is missed right now.
All
right,
let's do it.
Go on over there, Joe.
Don't break my shit.
Oh, yeah, I'm in the driver's seat now. Dang, Rock. I get to see the screen, and I got to take it off you.
Stephanie said that. She's 26, and people I know aren't talking about slavery still. Isn't that exactly what I just said?
Oh, thank God that's not my wife.
Isn't that literally the exact words that I just said? Wait, the younger we get, the more and more we're getting away from slavery. And just
terrible producer ever heard
literally, by age, we're farther from it.
Can I hear myself and talk at the same time? Is that something that we can do?
How can you not hear yourself right now? Your mic's live. You're living the dream.
Check, 1, 2. We all hear you.
It's more than likely... It's probably that weird haircut you got. Like, it's really showing your gray, Rock. It's bad.
Well, I can't hear anything.
Hey, I'm trying to talk over here. Oh, thank you. Am I there? Oh, yeah, now I can hear myself.
Nice job, Paul. You got your gotcha moment.
I'm off. I can't hear them.
Nothing.
That's because he's trying to do the switches.
Oh, check my one. God. You guys are terrible for production.
Hey, you're the host.
I know. I'm doing a great job. Yeah, look, it's going to go on mic right now. Hey, you guys, what's our last topic? Let's bring it home because I want to talk about anything that doesn't have like a super heavy thing going on. Let's bring it home. Let's have some fun. That's what this reunion OG show was about. I wish we could have Prof here. Because I would love to dismantle every part of his platform. And he's not here to defend himself, so that's all I'm going to say. Paul, be quiet. Your mic's muted. Any kind of good move?
I just wanted to point out that it's really easy to run it when all you do is have the camera on yourself and the mic on yourself.
Well, if you didn't notice, the camera was on you when you talked, and the mic went to you. It's that easy, Paul. Look, guys, he's been telling you for, what, like 6 months? I think I'm getting a guy. I'm learning. I just stepped in this chair for
He's talking, guys.
Yeah, and his microphone's on. It's been on, Paul. You're on mute.
Oh, John's not here. I don't know what I'm doing.
I don't know if I'm going to do it. But we, hey, seriously, we really want you guys to come hang out and have a drink with us. We know it's Thursday. We're ending the show. It's going to be a good time. But we want to get that one last good topic, that feel-good topic, something you can remember us by. The Spud's food is great. The way the owner sucks. But other than that, I mean, it's a great place to go. GFBS is still failing in their ratings, but that's why we're here.
Trying to prop it back up.
Yeah, Felix got a haircut. He's going to brag about that. And you know, one day, he's going to wash that 2020 cap. And at the end of the day,
Ben is. Ben's going to wash that 2020.
Yeah.
Like, dude, hey, remember fucking my name. Throw that thing in the garbage. The thing's gross. Disgusting.
No, it's a collector's item. All right, Mr. Chiseled Bod.
It's a collector's item.
Yeah, just wash that shit.
Well, and another thing I wanted to say is I got the camera on a guy right now. If anybody's out there looking, I'm going to bring it down and make my voice real seductive. He's looking for a boyfriend. He said he doesn't have time
for
it.
You're on the late night show.
Yeah, here we're gonna. I'm going to make love to your ear right now. And I'm going to tell you what, Ethan's looking for a boyfriend.
Shut the fuck up.
He told us he was single. Rock and I said we could change that. And then, trust me, good looking dude, serious hang down. I'm really excited to be here. It's been awesome. I can't roast anybody else. Anybody got anything bad to say about me? I'll put myself on camera so you can pick on me if you'd like.
It's gonna be embarrassing.
Yeah, the screen got a lot smaller since I've been sitting over here. Bigger. I noticed that. Like, you know, the guys are always making fun of me for this double chin that's just
like
been
Hitler.
Growing.
I feel like Hitler's mustache was always small, but like looking at your head, like I feel like that's why it looks small. Like, because your head's so fucking large.
I know. See, I knew Paul was kind of a narcissist, and now I see why the screen's right there. He's just.
I feel
love
like
with
your forehead's
himself.
A narcissist.
Oh my God.
It's
yeah.
Take your camera. Let's go. Face.
Okay. Seriously, the glare is so bad off your forehead right now. That people
Why shave my
are,
head?
People are watching this in sunglasses when it goes to your screen. All right, who's next? I know you guys are loving this on here. This is what we're gonna do. This is what we do. And people just gotta lighten up a little bit and have a sense of humor and have fun. Don't be offended by everything. It really doesn't matter. Like,
I'm offended.
It doesn't. I know you are because you're an undercover Democrat. You played the middle guy. You the whole time you've been a Democrat. You know,
I'm gonna go home and I'm gonna cry.
Yeah.
All right, turn this guy's mic off. He's done, dude. Yeah.
That's what the liberals do. They just, you know.
Yeah, go home and cry to themselves.
Bathe ourselves in your tears.
But you know who I've missed? I've missed Felix. Dude, it's been a while. I got your number, and I don't keep in contact. It's 6 District 6.
I seriously want to eat his hair like cotton candy.
That was...
Whoa, wait.
That just went to a whole nother level.
And we got a viral clip moment.
I'll see you guys probably not next Thursday.
Oh,
and we are also currently looking for a new host for the Politically Miscorrect podcast. If anyone would like to come and take it over here.
Yeah, because I think it was Ben at some point, but then all the viewers fell asleep. But they had 3 that forgot their phone on because I saw it was on the counter. How's the boyfriend search going?
More or less.
Yeah, I like your style.
Do we have to find one? Is that our deal?
Are you single? I've had enough Tinder matches.
Are you single?
Well, I thought that was already established.
Rock, so you're like, are you looking? Yeah.
I'm just curious. Was
that's how he prefers it. He's young, doing his thing.
He's only like 19.
Exactly. You don't need to be. You need to be single. That's how he's supposed to be.
I'm actually really curious if those 4 people were the ones that were like the top fans of the Hawk's Nest.
Yeah, they tune into your show to because you're just recapping what Dad went over.
You want to know something that's gonna blow your absolute mind right now?
What?
I'm engaged.
What's his name?
Yeah. We were all thinking, okay, all right, you've been holding out. Is this what's really been going on?
No, yeah, this is my big surprise, guys. This is what I wanted to wait for the entire show. Just
are
you
engaged?
You know.
Like,
yeah, like dead ass.
19?
Yeah.
It's never
going to
work.
Hey, say that again. I agree.
Never going to work.
Yeah, it's never. You're way too
engaged. Congratulations. Ashley, never this is work. Them, not me.
What do you mean, it's them, not me?
Yeah, this is what you guys are saying, not me.
Ashley Carlson, I know her too. Shout out Ashley Carlson.
Yeah.
Wait, you're engaged to a girl named Ashley?
He just doxed her.
Hey, you're engaged to a girl named Ashley?
Is that a bad thing?
Yeah, never going to work.
Ever. Rock, you've had good luck. I remember her, actually. She's the one that hates me.
I guarantee you he has not seen the hot girl crazy matrix.
That was a Lindsay, by the way.
Oh, was it?
Yeah.
Mine's a lot better than hers. Or her, or whatever it is. But, hey, congratulations, Ben. You know?
You're probably going to live happily ever after.
You guys are sad. These are just empty words.
Congratulations.
Shut your mouth.
Well, I'm just saying. Like, it's probably going to go awesome.
Yeah, congratulations on working out.
What a dickhead.
Hey, I just want you to know. Look how good his working out's going. That's what you got to look forward to. Oh, Ashley, I'm sorry. Ben, I'm probably not coming to the wedding. Next one, I'll be there for sure.
Ashley, I'm sorry Ben couldn't make himself great again.
He couldn't make himself great. Oh, God dang, the show got savage.
Have fun with him, though.
This has been my time. I don't want to thank anybody for letting me come here. I'm done. This has been a violation. Yeah.
Well, I hope we kept everybody entertained. What button do I push to end the show?
Hold on. Actually, okay. We have one more announcement. Actually,
How do I mute his mic?
No, actually, he has something really important to say.
This is actually important, dickhead.
Okay, I'm sorry. Is it about being engaged? Because you've seen how important that was to me. All right, Paul, I'm giving you your seat back. Now that you know how to produce, call me anytime.
Alrighty, so as we wrap this show up, obviously, you know, the entire thing was about racism, which is what we say we try to avoid, but I think there's something deeper that goes with this in that the police have been attacked, like, I would say none other before, possibly in American history. And pretty soon, with this anti-police narrative that keeps getting pushed, especially with cases like, you know, Micaiah Brown, or Bryant, sorry, someone was saying Brown, you know, some people aren't going to want to do this anymore. Cop, or Paul, would you want to be a cop in 2021?
I wouldn't want to be a cop ever.
Ethan, would you? Nobody? Like, especially in 2021, like, people are going to start quitting, and it's going to be the good people that are going to start quitting. And so Ethan and I figured that we want to make them feel like they are not being ostracized when all you're hearing in the news nowadays is just how the police are so terrible. We want them to feel like there are still people that have their backs, right? Mm-hmm. They're the good, hardworking people who understand how logic works, and we are able to, you know, find common ground in all of this, and we don't believe that, you know, the police are bad people. We believe that they do an overall good. I would say an overwhelming good.
Hey guys,
shut up! Anyways, Yeah,
that's and so support the blue, yeah.
And so we came up with this idea last night where we kind of want to give back and show that there are people that are still on their side. And so we actually started a GoFundMe last night for the Grand Forks Police Department. Every single bit of the proceeds will be going to them. Mm-hmm. We want to do this solely just to show that there are people that are still on their sides, because we want people to know that, you know, in this case of Micaiah Brown, you know, sometimes you have to do the right thing and you're still going to get hate for it. And with the way this country is going, I don't see it getting any better. And so we just want to make a difference. We want to get it heard. We want this thing spread around. We want it throughout the community. Our goal right now is $2,000. I think we can hit it if we get it spread around the community fast enough. But the important thing is just share.
Mm-hmm. I'm about to drop the link.
Even if you can't donate, just share the link. It's free, right? Just get the word out there. And yeah, we just want to show that there are people on their side. So let's get this spread around. Let's get money raised. And let's hope Rock never comes back on the show again.
No. Hey, Rock, get out here for the cheers.
All right, are we ending this thing then?
Yeah.
I don't even know how long we've been going.
Rock, get in here.
Put it to bed, just like that new kid of yours, Paul.
Watch for the link.
Hold on. Well, Felix is like right in the camera.
Damn, look at
that.
There you go. Get that hair in there. Oh, let's find a big camera angle here. We don't got one.
You're not even in the camera. We're not in the camera.
Who cares?
whatever. Nobody watches anyway. Nobody watches anyway.
It's a shit show anyway. Keep your circle small because they be faking with the love. And always have your own back if push comes to shove. Mama said we been but never focused. They be watching. No matter how much they tell you to stop, don't never stop it. Coming from the trenches, we don't get too many options. The fans always got their eyes on you like I've been laughing. I've been